I'm just passionate about student achievement. And I really believe that once everybody really come on board about virtual learning and stop looking at it, like, I know there are a lot of people who oppose it. And most of the time it's individual feelings of like, oh, you're trying to take away jobs and things of that nature. But really understand how virtual learning can really meet the needs of so many diverse populations of students, including students like in inner cities and special education students and students who are ELL learners, how virtual learning can really help all these populations of students, because it does allow even teachers to just make the learning process individualized. And I think that once people just get on board with it, it will have a larger success.
I agree. And I do think that there's sometimes a fear of the unknown in terms of how are we using technology. And I love that. That's why you guys focus on this idea of goals and putting together a plan for your specific vision. Because then it isn't about the device. It is about what learning can really happen. And it's not about replacing a teacher, but it's about enhancing their experience and enhancing the student experience and being able to do that very efficiently. I think that's what excites me the most, is that all of a sudden we have this new avenue to efficiency for really personalizing. You know, it's a little bit more difficult to do it without kind of the automation that comes with technology and the support that comes.
You're listening to TJ McCray, Assistant Director of School Support at Pearson. TJ supports personalized learning in schools by creating personalized support for his clients. And I was lucky enough to talk with TJ this week about his role in supporting the shift to digital education. Let's listen in.
I am an Assistant Director of School Support. And what this means is that I kind of have two roles. My first role is, first and foremost, which is the role I love more than anything, is I work with clients to implement virtual learning within their school districts. So our sales teams, they go out there and they sell the programs. And then I like to say I'm the dream maker. So the sales team goes out there and help the client come up with this dream, what it looked like, what virtual learning is and all that. And then my job is to make sure that I help the client and implement and manage what exactly it is that they're looking for. That's my primary role.
Awesome. And you just said implement. So can you tell us a little bit more about that, or give a specific example? What does that look like to really implement some of these digital programs?
So I think one of the first things is, before we go, is what's important is to understand like the benefit of virtual learning program. And when you say like implement, even with Connections Learning, one thing we pride ourselves on is being personalized and individualized. So the very first thing is that implementation is not going to look the same across any two programs. So what one program is going to be doing is different compared to another one. And the reality of it is that that's how it should be. And the reason why is just like we want to individualize the learning and education for individual students, we want to do the same thing for programs. So the first question I always like to start off doing implementation is, what is the vision of your program? And so based upon their vision or what it is that they want to do, I then can know what exactly are the needs of the client. So that's just important to make sure that they know what the vision is, and helping them to articulate that vision in order for me to know how to implement whatever their virtual learning is.
That's so important. And I think, you know, so often we think about the digital tools or kind of the shiny new computers or what this is going to mean. And if we're not focused on this vision and this goal of what does it mean for students, how is it going to impact learning, you know, what are the key things that you want students to be able to know and be able to do, then you sort of miss the mark. So I love to hear you say that. And what are some goals that schools or districts can set for increasing specifically personalization? You had talked a little bit about that. It's important to personalize. What are you seeing schools and districts focus on to increase personalization?
So most of the time, it's about students. So for a lot of our programs, it's about meeting the need of the students. So whether we have clients who need additional advanced placement courses, so their district might not be able to afford to hire a teacher for two students. So instead, what they'll do is they'll use us to provide additional courses that we might have that will fit the client. They also might be trying to receive back, or when you think of like funding within the district, a lot of districts lose funding when students decide that they're going to go to other virtual learning programs. And so they decide, like, you know what, let's try to get that funding back. And in order to do that, we have to have what the student need is the virtual learner within the district. Because the reality of it is students learn differently. And we do have a generation of students who learn better through technology. And so when students don't step up to offer that, they lose those students to a lot of neighborhood virtual learning programs. And so those are mainly two of the reasons that we work with. Another one we always work for, too, is programs who have a high population of student athletes. So students who train, and they train so much that they're not able to actually be in a brick and mortar because they are either gymnastics or, you know, we had one lady who was doing horseback riding. So virtual learning works for them. And so it's just a population of students that they might serve at the same time.
Oh, interesting. So you talked a little bit about kind of how it can solve some problems. Maybe kids aren't in school frequently because of sports or something of that nature. When it comes to the shift to digital learning, are there other common problems or roadblocks that you see in schools that you get to kind of help? I mean, I suppose that's one of the fun parts of your job is being able to help people problem solve through digital resources. So is there any other common problems that you see regularly?
The biggest problem that we have or we're able to help is being able to meet the need of teacher certifications, right? Because we are able to provide so many, a variety of teachers, we're able to meet the needs of different certification within different states, because that's one of the things that we work on. So for example, we might have a client who, hey, I can't really afford this teacher to be able to have all multiple different certifications. If they use a digital teacher, they might be able to meet that need.
Gotcha. And then as you see this shift to digital creating new opportunities for learning, like you just noted, what tips or best practices can you share with schools and district leaders about really intentionally designing and implementing both online and blended programs? What are kind of your go-to tips for teachers and districts?
My very first go-to tip is making sure you understand what virtual and blended learning is. Virtual learning and blended learning is not just putting a computer in front of a student and saying, go forth and learn. It just doesn't work that way. So we have to make sure we're educating those individuals to make sure they truly understand what it is. The second part is making sure the stakeholders are invested at the same time. Most of the time when we meet clients, they're just thinking about the district level stakeholders. But what's most importantly, is the support that the student's going to get at home. Why? Because now when students are online virtually, they're not sitting face to face with a teacher who's there to work with them all the time. So what is going to be that support system? So I encourage programs to think about that in the very beginning of the implementation process, so it's already in place and it's not a reactionary thing. So I always ask them to be proactive and say, what is going to be the support system for the student? And then what's going to be the support system for the district at the same time? And I think that that's very important that you understand the role of the parent.
Absolutely. Well, TJ, thank you so much for talking with us. It's been wonderful and helpful. Anything else that you would want to add from your perspective of just kind of the process and implementation, the services that Pearson provides?
Yeah, I just really believe, you know, like the whole avenue of what virtual learning is really, really a great opportunity. And I just want to go back to something I said earlier. You know, virtual learning is just one of those opportunities that's really going to help students learn and meet them where they are. And that's one of the things that I think that we're able to do with using so many of the online tools and that we have on with Pearson.
A big thanks to TJ for taking time to share his story and for all his hard work helping schools implement digital learning for their students. If you want to learn more about the shift to digital education and access additional resources, click on the link below and follow #ShiftToDigitalEd on Twitter.